Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Who the hell am I? My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get the first hour to hang out with you again while Wayne gets all ready to rock and roll and explode on the scene again in exactly 60 minutes. Our good friend, Christopher, well, more than a friend, he is the glue that holds the USA Audio Network together. He is down in Dallas, Texas, and yes, he's pushing all the buttons and making everything go on this beautiful 27th day of October 2023. I know the world is on fire. I know we have new strikes in Syria. We've got ground offensive in Gaza. Tanks were in Gaza yesterday. It is a lot to digest. But I had something happen to me here in the last 48 hours that I want to share with all of you. I wanted to go in a different direction today. And I want to spend the next few minutes. I'm going to play some audio. The audio is a little longer than audio we normally play, but it's a couple minutes long. But I want to play it anyway. And there are a couple things that have happened in the realm of reproductive rights in the past year that have affected me. I consider myself in this area very moderate, which maybe is upsetting to some folks. I felt, because just from a political stance, right, morally, I've said this and angered a lot of women on it, but morally I think, you know, you're making a mistake when you decide to have an abortion. I think that's something that you have to live with. That's, you know, your decision. You've made it. I think most women regret that in the end. And I think morally, it's going to be something you have to wrestle with for the rest of your life. And, you know, your partner, whoever the father is. And I've always said viability. Once viability comes, then that's the game changer for me. Unless you're putting the mother at risk health-wise, then it's the decision she has to make. But I tell you, watching some of the incredibly smart people, very inspirational people talk about this in the last year, I've moved even further and further closer, I think, to the idea that life begins at conception. But when I saw the video of the spark that happens when sperm hits the egg, that was very powerful for me. And when I heard this father, this holy person, talk about a baby, a baby's life, and a mother, this also had an effect on me. What he says, when you're going to hear what he says here in a second, if what he says doesn't move you, I think you might have to reassess yourself. Take a step back from your own self and say, am I living a life where I'm just a too cold and too hard? Because when he discusses the relationship between a mother and a child, and when he describes what happens even after the child is out of the mother's body, if that doesn't impact you almost to the point of tears, I'm not sure anything ever will. When I was listening to him and I was thinking about my mother when he was explaining this to me, I just felt even a stronger connection, if that makes any sense. A stronger bond. And when you think about what he's about to tell you, and the idea that you would take that life prior to that life getting a chance to actually be, and you would take it considering what that gift, that entity, does for the mother physically, that you would snuff that life out before it had a chance to become a person. It's very callous. And if you're okay with that, man, it is cold. You have to listen. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. But if what this preacher, this father has to say is remotely true, I don't know how you can ever even think about having an abortion again. The guy's name is Father Donald Calloway. And here are his words.
Microchimerism. Have any of you heard of this? Amazing. Okay. What they discovered is that when a woman, any woman, all of you who are here who have been pregnant, this applies to you as well. You're going to be blown away by this. Any woman who becomes pregnant, okay, even if that woman suffers a miscarriage, even if that woman tragically makes the wrong choice and gets rid of the life within her through an abortion, or if the baby comes to full term and sees the light of day, cells are exchanged between the mother and the child, living cells, so that after either a miscarriage, tragically, sadly, an abortion, or birth, those cells will remain in your body, ladies, for the rest of your life. You have, and if you didn't know it, you're probably going to start crying. You have living cells of all your children in your body right now. Right now. Even if you had a miscarriage. Right now. That's not it. It doesn't end there. That's amazing. But it also happens the other way. That us, all of us, who come from a mother, we have the cells, living cells, of our mothers in us, in our bodies. Somehow there's such an intimate bond between a mother and her children that there's this living exchange of cells that happens for the rest of life. And in the life of the mother, scientists discovered that when a woman becomes sick who has been a mother, they noticed certain clusters of cells from her body going to the ill area in her body. Whatever it was, whatever area, there would be a cluster of cells that would go to this area and would be seeking to make her well, to fight off the, whether it was a disease, whether it was a sickness, whatever it was. And guess what cells those were? The cells of your children. See, maternity has its blessings. Big time. That's why even at the beginning when Adam and Eve fell, when God says, you will be saved through childbearing, the word saved literally means health. Ultimate salvation is eternal life with God, ultimate health. When those cells run to the defense of the mother, even if the child no longer is here on earth through a miscarriage or through an abortion, your child is fighting to save your life in your body.
So an aborted baby is still fighting for the life of the mother 30 years, 40 years down the road. That last part absolutely blew me away. Blew me away. I don't have any words to try to make it more impactful for you. If that doesn't impact you, I don't know what will. The cells of the children will fight to save the mother. And how do you abort that baby now? How do you terminate something that wishes above everything else. It's ingrained in the DNA of that cell to fight with all that it has to protect the host, the mother. And you are going to eliminate that cell, or try to eliminate that cell from becoming living, breathing person. Man, it is powerful stuff to think about that. Powerful stuff that today, millions of women who have had abortions have the cells of their babies that they aborted in their body still fighting for the mother's preservation and health and well-being and welfare. That connection is unbreakable. Unbreakable. How can you even consider terminating the life of an unborn when you know that that's a possibility? That the connection is so deep that long after death of the baby, like even if you have the child, and that the cells, they stay with you. Even if that child unfortunately dies for whatever reason, those are still with the mother forever, and they're still fighting for the mother's life forever. For as long as she's alive, they're fighting. How is that not one of the most powerful things you've ever heard about abortion and life? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We have a busy show in store for you, a busy hour. My name is Lee Elsey, leeelsey.com. Check that out. You can email me, leeelseyradio@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on MyPillow. Mike Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network. Lee Elsie, that is me. LeeElsie.com is the website. Are you ready? When the barbarians start to bust down the gate, break it open, are you ready? And all of the challenges that we face are more significant now than maybe at any time in history. Are you ready to stand resilient in the face of such adversity? Do you have the backbone for this? Do you have the mental makeup for this? There was somebody who asked me a question through social media, and I did not get an answer to it. But that world doomsday clock, which every once in a while is referenced, how close is that to midnight? How much would it take, really, to set this thing ablaze? Don't you feel like the whole tinderbox is ready to go? I feel like that right now. And I got to say something else while I have your attention. Something that just doesn't sit well with me. It just doesn't pass the smell test. And I don't have an answer for it. But the more I look and the more I read about Israel and how essentially the country is like a fortress. Walls, guards, like every X amount of feet there are guards, armed guards with either machine guns or automatic rifles of some sort, right? It's a military type state. It's unthinkable you'd be able to breach the walls of Israel. Yet somehow all these men got in and killed 1,500 people. It seems impossible. It seems, and I hate to say this, and I don't think what happened, the atrocities didn't happen. I'm not talking about that kind of a conspiracy theory. But man, I think something really has to be looked at from the intelligence perspective of this. Did somebody purposely drop the ball here to start this chaos? Israel has been involved in civil unrest for a while, right? Netanyahu is not loved. And how do you bring your people together? A catastrophe. Close your eyes for a few minutes and these monsters breach the gates. They kill 1,500, rape and behead, the most heinous crimes in history. And what happens? Your whole country is galvanized behind you. It happens in a blink of an eye. It happened in 9/11. And the reason why I bring that up is because I don't trust anybody anymore. The longer I do this job, the longer I've been behind this microphone, the more I learn, the more wisdom I get. Right? Now, am I the smartest guy in the world? No, probably not. But I'll tell you, I'm pretty good at figuring out people with common sense, street smarts. Not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm not splitting any atoms today, for sure. But when something doesn't look right or smell right, it doesn't feel right, then there's something not right about it. And there's something not right about that part of this whole equation. How all of a sudden can something materialize in Israel, a legion of heinous Hamas terrorists somehow are able to circumvent the, or arguably one of the most secure areas on the planet, and then go on a killing spree, and nobody in these kibbutzes is able to reach out to the army to come have them save these folks who are getting slaughtered, raped, murdered? Nobody was coming to the rescue? Where was everybody? It really makes no sense. So we have these conspiracy theories out there floating around because it makes no sense. We have the same thing, like I said earlier, same thing in this country with some of the things that have happened, some of the atrocities that happen. Everything always has a conspiracy theory because, for the most part, we're always lied to. And we always look for the diabolical side to all of this. And it just feels like this whole scenario has a diabolical side to it. Everything leads up to this brutality to bring everybody in Israel together to eventually try to eradicate the mortal enemy. No question Hamas is a mortal enemy of Israel, but you've got a floundering leader who, you know, wants to probably keep hold of power. What better way to do that than to bring everybody together with one of the most heinous atrocities in history? It all adds up. I didn't say it happened. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense how they got in and did these terrible things. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come back once again. My name is Lee Elsey. Wayne will be here out to the top of the hour. Keep it right here. USA Audio Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA USA News Update. Law enforcement in Maine is actively pursuing 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 and injuring dozens of others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressing surprise at encountering so many unaccompanied girls.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
Border Patrol agents telling the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential risk for strokes in older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Yeah.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so this is the moment you've all been waiting for. And I think this is the fifth time I've had Bill O'Reilly on. Every time I have him on, it takes me like 15 minutes to give him a proper introduction. So here's the deal. Best-selling author, probably, not probably, the biggest news media icon in probably this country's history, with more watchers and more viewers, sold more books than just about anybody. His Killing series is brilliant. I love every single one of them. They're page turners. You can't put it down. So if you don't know who Bill O'Reilly is, get out of the rock that you've been hiding under. Bill, how are you?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Another great book. I love it. If you don't mind, just can I read the just one paragraph from the prologue, just to give everybody an idea. Tuesday, June 25th, 1591, Edinburgh, Scotland. The woman prays silently in her dirty prison cell. She is the mother of two boys who died in infancy and three grown daughters, not yet 40, a Catholic and a woman of means. She kneels in a thin dress, the fabric offering no padding against the cold rock floor. Her hands are soon to be bound in tight, thick rope for her ride to the burning stake. Jailers will parade her up Castle Hill, where she'll be executed. It's fantastic. I mean, it's from start to finish, you can't put it down, Bill. It's great stuff.
Well, I appreciate you reading it. A lot of the interviewers don't, and I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lee. You know, you're an educated man, so when you say that book is good, your listeners say, oh, maybe I'm going to get it. So Killing the Witches will open number two on the New York Times list is coming Sunday. I Hate Trump book is number one, and, you know, there's little you can do about that kind of stuff. Those books come and go. Witches will be there for many, many months. But I wrote the book because there is a witch hunt today in America. And I wanted to get people's attention to how horrendous this whole you're guilty on any accusation deal is. So that's why I wrote the book. But the history of it would put you on the Mayflower. And, Lee, you and I did not want to be on that Mayflower.
102 passengers, right?
Ride.
Yeah.
And people like it because they're not taught any of this in school, and then at the end we tie everything in together for the present day.
Yeah, it's remarkable the way you do that. It's three stories intertwined: Witching, the Founding Fathers, and The Exorcist, which is still the scariest movie ever made to this day. I don't care what anybody says, but you're 1,000% right. Obviously, 102 passengers, 30 crew, 10 weeks to cross the Atlantic. No first class on the Mayflower, right?
No. You couldn't even go up on deck. You had to stay in that dingy, smelly cargo hold for 66 days because it was too rough. And the guy who tried it, he got swept overboard. I mean, and we tell you the story. But what people need to know is that it was very, very rough in the beginning of the New World. I mean, it was survival every day. And hysteria broke out. People died because of it.
Let's bounce around a couple different topics within the book. So in the context of the book's additional section of the impact on the Salem witch trials, on the Constitution, I mean, how do the founding fathers like Madison use the events as a cautionary example of what they ended up putting down on paper?
Well, it was all about Benjamin Franklin, who was a young teenager in Boston. He went to Boston Latin High School, which is actually still functioning up there. And I know you have a lot of Connecticut listeners, Lee. And by the way, there were a lot of witches executed in Connecticut that we don't really hear about because there wasn't a formal tribunal there. It was kind of like people got hysterical and they threw the rope over the tree branch and the people died. And so we don't know every detail of that. But Benjamin Franklin was a young teenager and he got onto this and he visited the top witch hunter, a guy named Cotton Mather, who also lived in Boston. And that conversation was so disturbing to Franklin that he kept it into adulthood. And when he went to Philadelphia to forge the Constitution of the United States, he, Jefferson, and Madison did not want any religion in the Constitution, where Patrick Henry and Roger Sherman of Connecticut, they did.
Right.
They wanted the United States to be defined as a Christian nation. Big brawl. And we tell you all about it. And Franklin and Madison and Jefferson won. And that's why we don't have any imposition of religion today.
And you mentioned Cotton Mather's terrible, terrible human being, right?
Ah, and his father was the first president of Harvard.
Right.
Increase Mather. I was there about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm telling everybody, you know, the first president of Harvard is a witch hunter. Of course, they don't know, but
right.
Now they will.
So back when the young girls began to make accusations, people being witches, there were rumors like these girls, like Abigail Williams, Betty Paris, like Ann Putnam Jr., that they did some weird stuff. What happened with those girls?
Well, some of them met bad ends, and some of them didn't. None of them were prosecuted afterward. Once the witch trials stopped, and the only reason they stopped was the loons in Salem accused the governor's wife of being a witch, Mary Phipps. And once that happened, William Phipps stopped it, the governor. That's the only reason that it stopped. But the girls who accused the adults of being witches, and being a witch means you are possessed by the devil. I mean, you are in the league with the devil, which is why I brought in the exorcism movie at the end of the book. So the girls were bored out of their minds because kids couldn't do anything in the Puritan culture. They couldn't have any fun. They're in church for hours and hours. And you can imagine. You know, young girls, and he finally gets something that's exciting, and it's a contagion. And one of them admitted that it was all bull years later. Of course it was, but some of these girls disappeared. Some of them died young. Some of them were expelled from the colony. There were a lot of things that happened. And it was so horrendous. And if you can believe that 12-year-old girls... phony accusations led to the deaths of 20 human beings.
Right.
I mean, that is really horrific.
Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Witches, his latest Killing series book, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. Did anybody get away after being accused? What's the percentage of people who actually were found innocent?
You could be found innocent if you admitted you were a witch.
And then you're dead.
No.
No, they didn't kill you then? They wouldn't kill you if
if you confess.
Yeah.
To being a witch, then you went into witch rehab. Or something like that. But the tribunal wanted to convince the people that there were in reality witches, and then these people who confessed, they say, see, we told you they were witches, but they didn't execute them. They were pretty much finished. Most of them left Salem and went other places, but they were spared.
How does The Exorcist get factored into the book?
I wanted to bring to the attention of the reader that there are unexplained phenomena in this area, okay? And the true exorcism story, a 13-year-old boy, all right, in Maryland, who underwent a three-month procedure, which is documented every way, by psychiatrists, by medical doctors.
Right.
Ronald Hunkler is his name, or was his name. And we chronicled his life after he got through with this harrowing thing. And that was what the book and the movie The Exorcist was based on. They changed it to a girl in a movie who was more sympathetic.
Right.
But this thing, if you read, and we just researched the hell out of it. We got every diary, and we're 8 exorcists. I mean, okay, people say, oh, they're all lying, it's a big fraud. All right, if that's what you want to believe, that's what you want to believe. But it's hard to be fraudulent when you have medical doctors saying the kid has got blood on his chest from a wound and nobody knows how he got the wound. I mean, that's pretty tough to fake.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. And to bring the specter of evil, and I do believe there is evil in the world, to the attention of the reader.
9 people died during the making of The Exorcist.
Unbelievable.
Right?
9 people associated with the movie The Exorcist died during the filming.
Yeah.
Including 2 actors.
Yeah.
And Friedkin, the director, William Friedkin, did The French Connection. He won the Oscar for that. He was a pagan. He didn't believe in any of this stuff.
Right.
But after shooting The Exorcist movie, he reevaluated all of his spiritual beliefs.
So you leave this whole exercise of writing this book and all the documents you poured through, including all of the witch trial documents, which, I, by the way, people don't realize this, that everything's documented in the witch trials, which is pretty amazing.
Yep. You can go, the tribunal kept records, and the everything, every word of testimony is written down. It's all museums in New England now.
Yeah.
And we got, obviously, that's what we do. We ferreted them out. So there's no, you know, well, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't.
Right.
Everything you read in Killing the Witches happened.
But you leave this book thinking to yourself, man, there is something else out there. There could possibly be a demonic possession of somebody.
Listen, I'm Roman Catholic, and that religion believes that. It's very rare. And in the Bible, when you read the New Testament, there Jesus, you know, casts out the demons. A lot of that was epilepsy and things like that.
Right.
Where the people didn't know, you know, what it was. But I do believe in an act of evil, that there is an evil in the world. I think we see it every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want the reader to come to his or her own conclusion.
Bill O'Reilly, the great Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Witches. You want to tell everybody one more time where they can get it, Bill?
Well, BillO'Reilly.com. Become a premium or concierge member, and you should consider that. It'll enhance your life. You get the book free.
Dollar.
But you can order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, BillO'Reilly.com. We'll get that book to you really fast. And, you know, it's around. People are talking about it. So, and I always appreciate talking to you, Lee. I'm glad you're doing well.
Right,
stay strong,
thanks.
Okay?
I appreciate it, kid. Have a good one.
Cheers.
All right, you got it. Bill O'Reilly, the great Bill O'Reilly, joining us. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests to bring on is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, 40-plus years of military excellence. And, Stephen, let me just jump right to it because we don't have a lot of time. McConnell has come out and said China, Russia, and Iran are the new axis of evil, and we are watching this chess game being played, and it is unraveled at a record pace.
It has. Look, anybody who thought that wasn't an axis of evil before this is loony.
Right.
Those folks have been working together. You can throw in North Korea with them as well. It is crazy. They do this stuff all the time. I just saw several stories this morning about North Korea's actions, their cyber stuff, hacking American companies, misleading American aid organizations that were sending money to help the North Korean people, and it ended up going to weapons programs. So all of these countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, are and have been our main adversaries for quite a while. They all have proxies around the world that they use to add to their ability to create mischief. And it has very obvious effects right now. Iran's effects vis-a-vis Hamas and Hezbollah and Syria in and around Israel. You know, obviously Russia in Ukraine and vicinity. And then they're helping each other. You know, China threatening Taiwan, threatening a lot of places around the world with their very heavy-handed, invasive methodologies for getting into other countries' businesses and terrain. Even our own country. I mean, the FBI director was on with his counterparts from the other Five Eyes countries. It was a good report of the dangers that we're facing from Russia, from China, from Iran, that our counterintelligence organizations are all working to try and stop, but don't always succeed. So lots of threats out there, and they're all real, and they're all active.
So Hezbollah has been firing from the north on Israel targets. Israel has been firing back. What would have to happen? What would it take to draw the United States into that conflict? Because that's a clear escalation, Hezbollah and Israel.
You know, a bit. I think quite a bit. The Israelis have a lot of artillery up there. They've got a lot of capability to answer back against Hezbollah and the stuff that's coming in. I think if the Israelis started to get overwhelmed because of the two-front thing, or if Iran or Syria, you know, another nation state started coming in, I mean, right now there's really no government in Lebanon. Hezbollah is the government, but it's still considered a terrorist organization. And I think, you know, doing something like shooting down the missiles like they did with the ones that came from the Houthis in Yemen, I think we'll continue to do that sort of thing, provide some supporting fires for the Israelis. But for us to really get in doing airstrikes or using our own Tomahawk missiles to strike targets there, I think we got a ways more to go. And at this point, the Israelis have it, and they would prefer that we provide them the weaponry and let them fight
right,
than us to go in there and fight as well. So we'll see.
Let me just pass this along to you, because I think a lot of people are very frustrated. We can deal with conflict. We're America, for God's sake. We can fight our way through it and figure it out. But what I think is concerning most people out there is the potential lack of equipment and supplies, ammunition that we have in case of a conflict, because we've given a lot away. But more than that, it's a lack of leadership. Nobody trusts the leadership that's in power right now.
I would agree, sadly. I think the leadership we have is at best weak and can be feckless. They're more inclined to negotiate and pay money and sort of wish away problems than they are confronting them with strength and with the kind of heft that you need. They do things that are embarrassing. And I know a lot of Americans don't care, like, well, what's the big deal? But I got to tell you, I've lived overseas. People in other countries, whether they're friendly to us or our adversaries, they watch what our leaders do. They watch what our leaders say. They read all their speeches, something hardly any American does. And they're looking for signals. They're looking for signs of weakness that could allow an adversary to say, okay, this is the moment we should do this. They look for that strength, that you know, remark or that look that's going to give their leaders pause about whether they should do something aggressive or not. And I don't think we're getting a lot of positive vibes going out to the bad guys in the world, you know, ones that are going to deter them. But we're getting a ton of those signals that could be misinterpreted, and somebody could say, oh, well, this is an opportunity for us. Let's go. That scares me.
All right, buddy, I got a million questions, but we're out of time. Thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We have run out of time. Music is playing. Wayne is here. He'll take over next. Keep it here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.